Beyond the Badge takes me to Cottonwood Hikes this week, and I'm speaking with Officer Siowape Lautaha. And Officer, we got a wonderful nomination this week about something you did back a little ways. It was a few weeks ago. There was a call that came in to 911, and it was from a woman, a woman in her 80s, and she said. She was very worried that all this snow had been pushed onto her sidewalk by a snowplow company. And she said, I don't know how I'm going to be able to get all this snow off of my sidewalk. And I guess they dispatched you. Do you remember when this happened?
Yes, ma'am. I remember that clearly.
Just
after the snowstorm.
Tell us what happened, what you remember.
So I got sent to exactly what you just said, ma'am, and I arrive on scene, and I'm flagged down by an elderly woman who's standing inside the road. So I get out, I walk towards her, and she expresses her frustration, and she points out to a big pile of snow that's just in front of her sidewalk, and she related that someone had dumped the snow onto her sidewalk, and it was probably about 3-4 feet of snow. Pile of snow, and she was clearly angry by it, and rightfully so. I couldn't blame her. She was a widow, 84 years old, didn't know what to do, and I understood her frustration. So without talking to her anymore, I simply just asked her if she had a shovel, and at first she said she didn't want me to shovel her pile of snow, but I insisted on shoveling the snow out of her way just to ease her worries at the time, ma'am. And it only seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
And that's
basically what needed to happen, ma'am. She called for help, and I understood her frustration and knew exactly what I needed to do to help her. And with Cottonwood Hikes, that's our department motto, is solve the problem. And it was a moment that needed the problem to be solved, and that's what I did, ma'am.
Isn't that something? Because she said, she described you, officer. She said, an angel on earth is what he was. And I thought that is, you know, I try and put myself in that position. Or maybe my mother, you know, if it didn't have help and didn't know what to do and would call and wouldn't expect an officer to take his time to do something like that. But then you come along and without complaint or reservation, you just pick up the shovel and go to work.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what our chief in Cottonwood Heights expects every officer to do, is go beyond arresting people. We're there to help people and at the same time enforce the laws, and this point in time, it was time to help people.
I wonder if you spend more of your time helping people than the average person understands, that it really is more about helping people than arresting people, as you say.
Yes, ma'am. Most times people just see us as people with badges that come over there and enforce the laws and arrest people. And that's just part of our job. That's part of it. Another part of it is actually doing what I had to do and helping people, shoveling snow, push their car off the roadway. Nothing that has to do with any criminal offenses. We're there to help people and protect their safety and safeguard them at the same time and help in every way we could, ma'am.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do, and that's what we do, ma'am.
Well, I know you're there at court and having a busy day, and I don't want to take up your time, but is there anything else you'd like to share with us, officer, before I let you go? Because I know that being an officer is an important part of your life. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for this time and for going out of your way to talk to me about this. It's nothing big, actually. That's what we do as police officers, ma'am. Nothing out of the ordinary. And again, appreciate the time and for recognition, ma'am.
It's nothing big to you, but I guess I just wanted people to know that these kinds of things really do make a difference in people's lives, officer. They're more important than you think, and I think it's important that people know that you take the time to make people's, to give people peace of mind and to do the little things in addition to the big things. So God bless you, officer. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
All right, officer. You take care of yourself.
You too, Amanda. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.